Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkar and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. And I'm really excited about today's call because first we have Ana Maria Vasquez back on the show, and I really love her energy and the work she's doing. She's been with us on the show, I think maybe 3 years ago, or maybe a little less. And the experience with her, it was really so amazing because she, with her very deep connection to the natural world, she really gave us like so much clarity about this world, our connection to it, and really how it can help us in our spiritual and awakening journey. And the information she shared was really, really powerful. So this is why I'm really excited because to have her back, because the information she brings really helps us in so many ways. And I think like the connection between human and natural world, it's very essential for our collective awakening and our expansion. So yeah, I'm so excited to have her back today on the show. And as I said, like before in the email, we will be talking about activating our sacred alliance with the natural world. Also, we will have like a Q&A as always. So if you are on the phone or Skype or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your question. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And just for those of you who are not yet familiar with Ana Maria Vasquez, I just want to share a little bit about her. So she is multisensory animal and nature intuitive, natural energy reader, and she has been an educator, trainer, and coach for more than 20 years in various areas of personal transformation. And I will invite Ana Maria first, and we will talk more about her and her work and also our topic today. So Ana Maria, welcome to the show. I'm very happy to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful to be here. And again, I love the work you're doing. I love that you have this platform where we can have these discussions. It means so much. So thank you for being courageous and stepping out and doing what it takes to make sure that you can deliver this kind of programming.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really my pleasure and my honor to have you and other speakers, because you are like the work we are doing. It's really making huge difference in people's lives, and you are really always ready to serve and to help them. So I really love that, and I feel honored to be able to connect you with my beautiful audience. So thank you for being here today. And so I would love maybe just briefly, if we can talk about your connection to the natural work, so maybe our audience can know more about you and also the work you are doing.
Yeah, this is such a beautiful time for us, because here we are with this advanced technology, which is really pretty limited when we consider our infiniteness. But as the human race, we're at a point where we have this technology, and I'm going to say we have it back again in another way, and we have the opportunity to recognize our collaboration and our alliance with the natural world. And that supercharges or turbo boosts our connection and our manifestation abilities. And I'm not just talking about, you know, so I have more money in my bank. I'm talking about abundance, prosperity in your life experiences, in the energy and the people that are around you. And what I love the most about it is I always knew I had a profound connection to animals and nature, but I would have never called myself an animal communicator, because I expected the animals to like open their mouths and talk. And they don't do that. Sometimes they like lick their butt when you're talking to them. So we have to remember that we can't use that as evidence against ourselves. But I did that for a long time because I didn't understand how the energy ran. And as I had some of those life-altering experiences where you decide, like, ooh, I better get busy living and I better get busy doing what I came here to do, through that I was able to learn about my own wiring. And I was so ecstatic to be able to do these multi-sensory readings for folks with their animals. You know, I would have these amazing experiences where I would describe, like, what animal was showing up, and the person's like, that's impossible. That animal passed over 14 years ago. You didn't even know me. How could this be? And I said, well, I don't know how to explain it, but they're right here in my living room with me. So I need to tell you what they're saying. And that was a hoot, of course. You know, how great is that to be able to connect with animals and help them and help the people. But what has been an even bigger blessing has been understanding how the wiring works so I can help other people unpack their intuitive backpacks. Because if you think about it, like when you have your backpack on, you can't get their stuff that's in there. You like need your friend to unzip it so they can look in and grab your water or whatever it is. And so I love to help people with that because we all have our intuitive backpacks on. And we're all wired. This human body is an amazing divination tool. And yet we weren't taught how to use it. Very few people were taught. Most of us were like walking around with families who were doing the best they could, but had their own chaos, drama, trauma going on. And so anything of those other realms really was not going to be front and center and, you know, explained away. So the beauty of helping people understand how they connect and that they can do it. And so my tribe is folks who are connected to animals and to nature, because it's not just that we love their furry little faces, it's that we can connect with them in an amazing way to, one, help us shift energy in our own lives, but that, of course, affects them. And then when we go even beyond the animals who live with us and we go out in the woods or we go to the city park and we see the trees, they've been waiting for us to interact with them. And it's not just like, let me do this grounding meditation and picture roots coming out of my feet. That's beautiful, but it's beyond that. These are living beings that are flowing with life force energy, and so are we. And we know wherever two or more are gathered, it didn't have to do with just people. It's about energy. We are able to amplify. And so when we come more into our alliance and we connect with the trees, not only are we able to receive what we need to thrive, the trees, the rock, the mountain, the animal that you're connecting with is also receiving the divine right energy for themselves. And little by little, we begin to shift the planet and our understanding of who's here with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Anna-Marie, I hear some echo, so I think, it's good now. No, okay. Okay, so, really love what you shared now. And as you just said, like, before, because, like, people, they have so many things, like, going on in their life. That's their connection with other realms, and especially the natural realm. It's not in their, like, I don't know, priorities or important things to do. But as I learned from you the last time and in different other ways, is that animals and nature, like plants and nature in general, is really here as a messenger for us. Like, they bring messages, and also they can work with us energetically and help us through those, like, struggles, and because we have so many things happening, they really can help us through those and really shift our day-to-day experience.
So absolutely. It's so profound. What has been waiting for us to connect with here, and we haven't realized it yet. So it's that we're in this time of remembrance. And again, we think so often we have to do this by ourselves, you know, and so thankfully there's platforms like yours that connect people to each other so that they know they're not doing it alone. But the trees, the plants, the rocks, they're waiting for us to remember so that we can work together. And again, I love technology. It's what allows us to do this. This is beautiful. But again, when we don't have the priority of reconnecting, we have to remember we are nature. We're animals. You know, we're human animals. Mm-hmm. And we've got thumbs, so we make houses, and we've got all this other technology. But those vibrations, those frequencies, aren't always in our highest and best. And in fact, most of the time, they are not in our highest and best. And what I've learned about them is they're just atoms seeking balance. And so they're going to etch off of other natural pieces, which is us. So it's imperative that we get ourselves out in nature to be flooded with those negative ions that really refill us, recharge us. But also, when our body isn't worried so much about being out of balance, we can receive those messages in a clearer way. So it behooves us to really sync up and partner with the natural world in a different way and in a more conscious way. Not just, I love animals and I love trees, but like, these are my BFFs and my energy partners, and we work together.
Yeah, that's I love that. So how can we establish this connection with them and this communication with the natural realm?
Right, that's the most fun part. So the easiest thing is to just go outside. And it doesn't matter if you live near a forest or you don't live near a forest. You know, folks who are in urban areas, you can always find a patch of grass somewhere or a plant even. And so you want to connect consciously. And of course, you want to ask first. You wouldn't just walk up to somebody on the subway and say, hey, can I do energy work with you? Or just start doing energy work with them? Like, what the heck? Like, boundaries. And yet we forget that with plants and rocks. So normally they do want to work with us, but I have come across some that are like, I'm not really interested, you know? So it's important for us to remember, again, it's a brother and a sister. And so we're going to offer them respect and honor. And so we can ask, like, I would really love to connect into the life force energy. And I would love to work with you to do that. And you wait and you feel for the yes or the no. And some of you, because, you know, folks in your community are pretty advanced, some of them will hear the voice. Some of them will feel it. And for the folks who are new, you can feel, does it feel heavy when you ask the question, or does it feel light? If it feels light, it means you got a yes. If it feels heavy, move along and find another tree or rock or whatever it is. But it's such a great way, that alone, just to tune in and remember that these are allies that are out here. It's not just a backdrop of nature. It's like front and center in our lives. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So, like the way we, as I understand, the way we can connect is through our gift. Like, if we are clairvoyant or clairaudience or clairsentience, so this is how we can like have this communication with with nature. Yeah.
And that's what I love about, I mean, I love working with animals, of course. We already established I love their cute little faces and the depth of the wisdom that's embodied there. But the thing with animals, again, is we really do, we get so hung up on what we think it should look like. But when we're connecting with rocks and trees and landscapes and plants, we don't have that expectation of a mouth opening up and us hearing words. So it gets us naturally to slow down. And then we perceive the energy the way it comes in. And so it's good for us to understand, how do I perceive energy? Do I see it like out here or in my mind's eye? Do I feel it in my body? Am I hearing it? Or do I just know that it's taking place? Those are like the foundational aspects that we should be paying attention to. And then we can hone our abilities from there. And again, we can do that by connecting in with nature and paying attention to how we're getting it. And again, when nature speaks to us, they send signs and symbols as well, which is fun because it's a whole nother level of tuning in. And it just, it's always there. One of the first things the trees told me is, you humans spend so much time asking for help and guidance and give me a sign and da da da, but you never stop talking long enough to actually hear an answer or stop being busy long enough to see the sign that was sent. So they've got a really good sense of humor too, thank goodness. And so we've got all these other ways of learning to slow down and connect in with nature.
Yeah, that's really beautiful because like the natural world really can help us in like a very deep way because maybe in general in this spiritual community, when we want to connect to other realms, like we give more importance to maybe other beings, our guides, angels, but we forget about the natural realm. They also can help us as the others can do. And it's not that the others are higher than the natural realm, but it's, I don't know. So it's, and they are with us in our planet. So they understand like how the natural flow work here. So I think this is.
Yeah, that is so insightful. All of those pieces. I mean, the trees have seen generations of our humans doing the same patterns. So they have an insight to us, and they do. They understand they're here in the earth's aura with us sharing this. And again, they understand like, us getting it really helps them out in all of these different ways. And, you know, there are those sides of us that, again, you know, we want to go up and out to other places. But man, the inherent wisdom and universal life force energy and intelligence that's within the plants, even just alone, is huge. In Domenher, Italy, they have been conducting studies and research on plant intelligence and plant consciousness since the 70s. And they created this machine. It's a little tiny machine. I should have brought it. It's right over there. And you hook it up to the plants. And what it does, you take a little probe that you put after you ask, of course, you don't want to just be probing a plant. So you ask permission and you put the probe in the soil where the roots are and you take a clip and you put it on the leaf or the branch. And what it does is it reads the bioenergetic field of the plant and it translates it into audible tones. And the coolest thing about this is these plants, all of them, are emitting these tones all of the time. But it's not within our audible range, so we don't hear it. But we feel it because we go in nature and we feel better. We feel lighter. Yes. And so these machines allow us to connect in, and not only that, but to receive that sonic frequency. So one of the things that's so fun, most of us, you know, that work with nature, we will burn sage, you know, to clear a space. Well, I play the music of the sage plant in my space to clear it, because then I'm getting it on different levels as well. And it's establishing a different connection with the plant and allowing more of my DNA to come forward and say, oh, wait, we do get to get used this time.
Yeah, that's very powerful. So like nature has like healing sounds, like audible or not audible, that really can help us to heal. And this is why we see like so many people, they use in their maybe binaural audios, like they include like natural sounds. Because what you said, it's very powerful. And being in nature, like it really can help us without maybe realizing that.
Right.
They have their healing power that we can use.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And the sync and the rhythm and the cycles that we see in nature, they're clues to us. We should be following them. But again, we're so far removed. We're in these modern societies. We wake with an alarm clock before the sun comes up, and we go to bed way too late, and we sit in artificial rooms with artificial air and artificial light. And so it's really important that we remember our nature and that we return to that. So things like the seasons can help us remember too. Just from, you know, we're in this autumn time, or at least those of us in the Northern Hemisphere are in this autumn time, and it's such a time to check in and to the harvest. What's going on in your life? What seeds did you plant and what's coming to fruition? And it gives us that returning to our natural rhythm, the ability to do that, even in the face of our 3D kinds of situations. So when we can do that, we recalibrate into that natural earth energy that helps us. It's not just good, but it helps us on these other levels and dimensions that we don't even quite get, but it allows us to activate our infiniteness here, and we can do the shape shifting that we've seen in the indigenous tribes over the centuries.
Yeah, this is why we see like the tribes are very connected to nature, and they understand it more than we do. And we see this in because they feel they are much more in peace than we feel. And also in my own experience, when there's a lot going on, I try to connect more to nature. I go much more to nature. And then I feel like the flow in my life, like, come like, step by step to, you know, to the natural flow, to a balanced state. And also like, When we want to give an example of going back to our balance and living in a balanced state, we always like give the example of the natural flow. It's because really nature has this, and we are also part of the nature, so we need to follow this. So I would love if you can talk about that, how to be in this natural flow and just flowing in our life.
Yeah, you know, so much of it hinges on us just asking and making that declaration. Like, so insightful of you. You know, I'm the same way. Like, if things get busier, I schedule more time outside. Or, you know, yesterday we heard tragic news, and we've been hearing tragic news often, unfortunately, on our planet for a long time. So whenever I hear it anywhere, you know, I want to run out to the forest, and I just want to be with the tree. And so I invite other people, because we do. That energy slows us down when we're in that panic mode of, you know, tragedy and drama. Our adrenaline's going. It's all chemistry that's running us at that point. And so we need the reminder. And so in these times when we feel like, you know, my heart hurts so bad because of everything that's happening in the world, go outside, find the time. If you're brand new to it, I get going outside can be really uncomfortable, but at least 5 minutes, you know, and then I ask people to go even higher. Most of my folks, you know, my students are going an hour or an hour and a half. And I'm that way. Like, if it's going to be a crazy day, I need more time out there, not less time, because I want to be connected in and I want to hear that wisdom. I don't want to hear everybody else's voice. I don't even want to hear all the voices in my head. I want to hear that divine life force creation coming through and reminding me. So it's about sitting in silence. And the people who can't do closed eye meditation, that's great. You know, just go outside, go on a nature walk, pay attention. Don't just like say, oh, I'm going to do this mile and a half and be so focused on doing the mile and a half and how fast I'm doing it and what's my blood rate or my heart rate, but pay attention. What does it smell like? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? Where is your attention drawn? And start to pay attention that way. We can lean into it. It's like coming home, because it is where we came from. You know, we didn't always live in high-rise condos.
yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. And yeah, I have a question. Is it like are animals, like each kind of animals or plants, rocks, like they have like different meanings when we see them a lot in our life? Because sometimes
right. We
see some kind of animals like lots in our life. So I think they have a message for us.
Absolutely. And we want to pay attention, because it's about energy and everything is energy. So we know, when I was in college and I took a film class, and I remember them talking about how the director would set up everything in the scene intentionally. And I think about that in our own life. You know, here we've got all of our guides helping us because we asked all morning and before we went to bed, oh, please help me. And they're doing it. And so we wake up and we look out the window and we see the raven fly by. And we know, oh, that's about magic. That's about my inner magic. I need to be paying attention to my inner magic. Or we see, you know, rabbits. You know, we saw three rabbits yesterday, and we don't normally see rabbits anywhere. Or maybe we saw a show about rabbits on TV, and then we heard somebody talking about a rabbit. And so we pay attention. I like to pay attention. If I see things in threes, I mean, I normally notice way before that. But when they're really trying to get my attention, they're like, it shows up often. And so in our house, you hear it very, very often. You'll be like, huh. Billy goat. That's the third time I heard about a billy goat. I better go look that up. And so what every teacher on animal symbolism teaches is first to feel for you. What did you feel when you saw that billy goat? What did you know, or when you heard about that billy goat? What's the feeling? For me, it's that masculine energy. You know, a billy goat, they're all about ramming stuff and climbing on stuff and you know, they're very virile and all of those pieces. So we want to look at that. And it was that divine masculine energy. When you go look it in the book, you can see which part pertains to what you're going through and bring that energy in. But never discount your own knowingness. Like, I love books and guides and cards and all of those things, but they should never replace our own knowingness. If anything, it's they're the tools that assist us. But the best knowingness is being connected within ourselves and knowing how our own energy runs. And that's how we get into our own rhythm.
Yeah, that's yes. Yeah, that's powerful. So, like, what we learn, what its purpose is to help us to connect with our own like wisdom, our own inner guidance. And this is something powerful that you said because it's very empowering. It's we because sometimes we just give away our power to other people or other teachers, but in fact they are here to for us to step in our sovereignty and step into our own power. This is their purpose, and this is what they are helping us with. So yeah, thank you for that. And also you said that we need to pay more attention. Like when we are in nature, we need to pay more attention to animals there, and because this is how we can see the signs and the messages that we can receive. So that was amazing. And one thing is for people who are living in places which is not easy to find, like natural places and green spaces there. So how they can do in their case?
Right. So the best way, again, is, you know, I've traveled the world and there's almost always spaces that people can access. City planners have worked on that, so that's good. But if you still can't do any of that, and I call it having backup plans, because I live in one of the most beautiful places in the world with a million acres of national forest right out the back. So it's for me to find a tree. That is not a problem. But it's also really cold up here at 8,500 feet sometimes. So I have to have backups too. If I'm not going to go outside because I'm going to freeze or I can't stay out, what are the other things I'm going to do? So again, with permission, I've brought nature into my home. You can bring nature into your home with plants or rocks, stones, pine cones. Sometimes the trees will gift you different wands or different limbs, and so you can do it that way. The other way that I like to do, and again, technology, is find those videos, those YouTube videos of nature and natural scenes. And so you can sit and spend your 15 minutes in the morning watching those scenes or hearing, you were talking about the sounds of nature, hearing water trickle, listening to the wind, listening to birds sing. These are the ways. So what we want to do, because remember our lower mind is going to try and re-engage and take over the show and do it the way that it wants to do it, because clearly you how could you have an idea of what you're doing? But when we step into our sovereignty, we want to be prepared, you know, just like squirrel teaches us. We want to have fun, but we want to be prepared. And so I've got those backups. If it's too cold or the weather's bad or I'm traveling, I've got other videos. I've got other things. I can play plant music and bring myself into that space. So we want to pay attention to ways that we can bring that nature into our lives. And it's about us raising our energy. And those things in the natural world really help us raise our energy too.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. And yeah, as you said, like having a backup like really helped us, because we, from my experience, I felt like the power of listening to natural music, and because really it's sometimes it really just stops like the thinking and bring me to this centered state. And yeah, so that's a very powerful thing to do. And also, I want to give opportunity to our audience to ask the question too, if you are up to that.
That would be great.
So yeah, reminder to everyone, if you are on the webcast, you can type in your questions on the question box. Yeah, it's down the page on yourdivineuniqueness.com/live. And for those of you on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. All right, so we have Claudia from Stratford. She said, hi, Anna Maria. This doesn't work. Okay. So, hi, Anna Maria. We have 2 dogs and 4 cats, also 3 chickens. Are our animals happy? Do they need anything? And also she's asking about the trees on her property, which should her pay attention to.
Let's feel in there. The first thing is the chickens. I love chickens. And one of the things that we know, in fact, we have chickens too, and one of my very soul dear friend chickens, Camilla, just passed a couple of weeks ago, and she's been showing up in different ways. This is the first time she's shown up when I was doing a show. So I'm so grateful to Claudia for bringing up her chickens because it gave Camilla an in to come over here and rub on my arm a little bit. So that was beautiful. So let me feel in. And Claudia, I got to tell you, your animals are like crazy happy. They get it. They have got the life. So the first thing I want to tell you is they're totally spoiled and they love it. They don't want that to stop. And they don't want me to give them away on that piece. But what they're asking for, I mean, this is the lovely part, is they're just working you for treats right now. Like, they are just feeling like they know how spoiled they are. And so they'll get whatever they want. So that's beautiful. Let me see if I can get one of them to not be so food motivated for a moment. And let's take another look in here. We've got one of the dogs, actually, it's the smaller of the dogs that is taking me to one of your trees. So, okay. I don't know where you are, but the way that he's showing it to me, if I'm looking, I would say when you go out of your house, it's northwest. There is a tree there that is longing to connect with you. And so you could even take your dog out there and your dog would show you after a whole bunch of other sniffing around for other things. But I have a feeling that you already know which tree that I'm talking about. And so spend time. This is your tree that you need to be connecting with. So just sitting in its aura, and we know that the aura of a tree extends around its drip line, you know, where all the leaves go. And when we interact with trees, their aura grows and it gets bigger. So just spend the time underneath that tree. And it is okay that the dogs go to the bathroom by the tree. That's so funny. The dog was just like, is it okay that we go to the bathroom? And I'm like, it's totally okay. It's all part of how it works. And that's just fine. So I love that. That was a really great connection. Your animals are a hoot, by the way. Oh, my goodness. And it feels a little crazy for you sometimes. I think that's a lot of energy. But bless your heart. I wouldn't have it any other way either.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. And thank you, Claudia, for your question. Yeah, we'd love to hear back from you if you can share with us your feedback. And we have also Colleen from Woodbury. She said, is my cat Oliver happy and does he have a message for me?
Let's see. So he's very shy. This is so interesting. I'm like, Oliver, you're on. Come on out. And he was watching me and then he kind of ducked back. So a lot of times what I'll do, and this is very common for cats, you know, dogs are usually like in your lap and they're so happy, but cats will watch you from a distance, and even energetically they'll watch me. And so then I connect to the other team members. You know, there is this contentness, this feeling of being loved by you, this feeling of getting, what's the word, like you get him. In a way that other people wouldn't necessarily get him. So he likes that. But there's this, there's this loneliness that's here. And it's not necessarily Oliver's. So what's coming through for you is he's pointing to you like, she's got this loneliness here. So look at that. I'm not sure the way that I'm feeling this. It's almost like you lost somebody and they've left. So there's this loneliness here, but Oliver wants you to know that he gets that you're lonely. Let me just feel, because I don't get this as about you having another cat. This is about you going inside, connecting with Oliver, and letting those sad parts just be in the healing for a little bit. And no, that's a natural rhythm too. When somebody passes, when some animal crosses, we need to be in that natural rhythm, and we need our downtime to be in the introspection of our time with that person or that animal. So I honor you so much. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anna Maria. And so Colleen, we would love to hear back from you too. So let's take another question. We have Dada from Vancouver. I am so excited Anna Maria is on today's call. Can't wait to listen. So I think that was before, shortly before the call. I would love to receive guidance on anything that I need to know at this time, perhaps clarity on my divine guidance and what they love me to know and see that I can't, that I can't get to understand. Thank you so very much. Sending many blessings to Anna Maria, myself, and our community, Dada. Thank you, Dada.
She's such a beautiful spirit. You know, Dada, what's coming through for you right away is rose, but it's not like a single rose plant. It's like those rose bushes, you know, like the kind that even grow. So that's what's coming through, and it's about, hold on 1 second. So we know with Rose, we've got that, your whole team is excited over here, so they're all talking at once. So I have to like hear what they're saying. But when we look at Rose, we're looking at that highest vibration of love, which we already know that you completely understand, Dada, and that's so beautiful. But there's this piece when we start looking at, instead of a single rose, at the whole rose bush and the whole structure that goes with it. So for you right now, this is about that honoring of the sisterhood and the brotherhood that got you to where you are, those who did the work before you that brought you in. I know sometimes we can feel like late bloomers. That's so funny that they would use that phrase with the rose, but that's not the truth for you. And for you, it's about honoring those who've gone before you in your own lineage, but then also in terms of teachers, those you've learned from, and sharing that as, you know, the fertilizer that grows that rose bush. And if you can grow, you know, one of those climbing rose bushes, or if there's someplace that you can go be with one, that would be really strong medicine for you right now, Dada. And if you can't do any of that, just rose essential oil, or just buy some roses and just have them in your field. It's a piece that would, it's like an energetic supplement for you right now. I love that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We can use like nature can help us in so many ways, and like through what you shared before, and also the guidance you gave to Dada, it's really fascinating how we can work with nature.
And we have to remember again, not just asking permission, but asking for assistance. So, you know, whether you're taking a whole food supplement, whether you're using an oil, whether you're eating an herb or taking an herb or burning an herb, like to be in the gratitude of that plant service, but also to ask for help, because there's a frequency there that's attached to the life force energy. And when we connect with it, and remember, wherever two or more are gathered, that's me and my little vitamins here, and I can connect with them to set my intention. And it is so much more powerful than just popping the pills.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dada. So we have, here, we don't have the name, but she or he said, I think she said, have no question yet. I do have to thank you, though, to both of you. Thank you.
Was there a name attached to that?
No, there is no name.
Well, you know what? I know that person knows who it was, so I want to feel in here.
Okay.
And it's elephant energy that's coming through so strongly. So what I want you to feel into here is, hold on a second, which aspect are they wanting to go with that they're showing? So it's the trunk, definitely. And it's about your clairsentience, you know, how you feel things. You're a strong empath. And so first of all, and all of us have to deal with this, like what's mine and what is someone else's? There's not clarity there. And so you know how like the elephant will use their trunk to, you know, move through and feel things? That's about you using your senses before, you know, the rest of the elephant shows up, which is, you know, amazing resourcefulness and all of this other great energy. But for you, it's all about sending your senses out there first to feel a situation before you walk into it, before you step into that. So you're being called deeper into understanding your own clair senses and how they run, and call on elephant to really source you. I love that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So everyone has like an animal energy that represents like
We have it on different levels. So based on our numerology, you know, like you can do your numbers and you'll have a number in the tarot and that's it. There are animals associated with each of those numbers as well. So I can do a session and I can look at your birthday and your numbers and which animal is helping you, overall, which animal's helping you each year. Then you've got animals that you just know have been important to you your whole life, and they're showing up. Then we've got like messenger animals that just show up at certain points. And so it's this amazing network of animal messengers that are sharing with us. And if you live with animals, that's a whole nother level.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. And yeah. So thank you for our listener that we don't have the name. Beautiful. Let's see. We have Shama, S-H-A-N-M-A, from Toronto. Blessings to you both. Kindly see if my dog, Bella, has any message for me. Did we have a past life? Thank you so much.
Ooh, that's a great question. So Bella, let me just do a quick scan on Bella. I've got something in, I'm feeling it actually, like where the base of my tail would be. So there's this itchiness going on. So check her. I don't know if this is like, you know, like a seasonal piece. I don't know if she did something. It just, I can feel it. Like I just want to scratch it and I actually want to bite at it is how I feel. So, natural things you can do, apple cider vinegar on any of those hot spots, but just maybe pay attention to it. And again, we know animals are messengers for us and they reflect our inner terrain. So what's irritating you? What are you itching to get at and you can't? Cause it's like, you know, like I can't get to that right now. So look at that, that energy. When we shift that energy, the 3D, situations and symptoms can be alleviated as well, a lot easier. So look at that. Let me see in terms of times together. You guys have been together so many times. Of course, this is not your first dance. I'm going to ask her which one she wants to show me here. Of course, the little dogs always want you to remember that they were big at one point. So I'm seeing this big draft horse, big, 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 black, really long mane, huge. You know, it's not the Persians, but it's like a, it's not a Clydesdale, but one of those really big workhorses. Anyone who knows horses knows this, and I just don't, but huge. And so Bella was actually named something like Chieftain, something like that, but Chief would be okay for Bella, for you to call her that. It's a reminder, but you guys have been together before, so this is about you pulling it all together from all of the realms this time and doing it in conjunction and collaborating instead of that one way, one direction we've always been taught to do it with animals.
Wonderful. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. And thank you, Shama, for your question. Yeah, we also love to hear back from you, Shama. And okay, so let's invite a caller. Now we have a caller from Wilmington. Phone number, and then with 6552. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, yes, we're here. What is your name?
Oh, hi, my name is Ginger.
Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you. I was wondering if you would be able to tell me. I have a cat, Shima, that keeps scratching, and I was wondering if you could maybe give me some insight what's going on with him.
Absolutely. Give me a second here. I just all of a sudden had this huge cough attack, which we also know is connected to the throat chakra. So we want to look at that as well. And it's interesting that you would come in on the tail of the itchy dog piece that came in here. So we're looking at this irritation. We're looking at, you know what I'm feeling for Shima, but I'm also feeling it for you is liver pieces. So any support that you can give to the liver is going to be huge, whether that's oils, whether that's herbs. And again, energetically, what is irritating you? What is getting on your nerves? What are you like sick and tired of being sick and tired of? That's the predominant energy. And there's this piece again with this throat chakra. It's like that's part of the irritation is not being able to get it out. So any of the energy work that you know to do, especially connecting with Shima and with nature to ask for the clarity, helping to clear it. And the thing that I get with the throat chakra is it's not necessarily that there's a blockage there, but the energy is not trusting that you have not feeling empowered to really say what you need to say, which then, of course, goes back to the underlying itchy issues that are going on. So bring your awareness to that, and you're going to see things shift here in about, I'm showing, 3 to 5 weeks.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So as far as Shima, you're not feeling that there's anything physical going on with him that I would need to take
care of? I would support the liver. There's some, I feel like I said, an overall kind of itch going on. Most skin issues are related to liver pieces. So again, I don't see it like it's something, it color codes when they show it to me, and it's not showing like, oh my gosh, you know, this is an emergency. But it's that piece where when you can support that organ, especially the liver, with herbs, oils, whatever it might be, that's really going to help.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ginger. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. That was wonderful. I want to continue with the questions, but before that, I would love if we can talk about the program you are offering.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think I would, but I did. So this is what I did, is I realized that people are like, okay, I want a little bit of this, I want a little bit of that, I want a little bit of everything that you've done. And I get that because I'm a buffet person too. I want a little bit of everything. So I put together this program called the Natural Realm Activation, and we go through all of these different areas. It's like I took the best of the best out of different programs that I have. So we start out with these activations and journeys that you can do with and on behalf of all the different kingdoms, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom. And what we're able to do is journey and reset and make right those places where we haven't been in our integrity with each of these kingdoms. And maybe right now in our lives we are, but we have families that have profited off of the backs of animals and the planet. We have other lives that we did the same thing that we actually gained. And so it's time to make it right. It's time to make this whole life consciousness come into view from there. And that's a 7-piece. I mean, that's a standalone program on its own. So you've got those 7 different activations that you can go to. The next thing I do is I take you through calibrating your own energy to that natural energetic field. And I give you tips and techniques and different energetic supplements that you can use that help you do that as well. From there, I go into the magic of the seasons, of course, because we talked about that. It's so important. So you actually have the recordings that I do for each of the equinoxes and the solstices, whether it's the fall, the spring, the winter, or the summer. And I teach you ceremony that you can do, and I also teach you the energy that you can harness and work with most effectively in each of the seasons. It's an amazing program, and folks in my tribe, it's one of their favorites to do. We've talked about animals, and we all love the great, beautiful, loving messages that we get from the animals. But sometimes shadow animals show up, animals that cause us to be afraid or are aging, sick, or dying animals. It brings up these really deep emotions that sometimes can feel overwhelming. And so I talk about working with shadow animals to shift it into powerful energy for you in your life. Then I take you, we talked about the music of the plants. This is like my new favorite thing in the world to do. I'm always, James and I hop on the horses, we take the machine with us, and we go and we record the plants up in the mountains. And so I bring you through a music of the plants, nature energy activation journey, and the sonic sagebrush clearing that I talked about. You have an opportunity to experience that as well. And then, of course, you have an opportunity for a live session with me. Everybody loves having readings, so that's super fun. You can ask any questions, and I'll do a reading for you. I've got a couple bonuses in there. One connects you to the crystals, the mineral kingdom. One connects you to the elementals, with the elements. So that's very, very exciting. And of course, you have the opportunity to upgrade to have a live one-on-one private session with me. And anyone who's ever had just a 5-minute reading knows how powerful it is to have 30 minutes of my energy focused at you. So I love this package. It's super fun. It was fun to put it together. And I look forward to engaging with folks who go deeper and feel the resonance.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Maria, for offering this package for our audience. So grateful to you. And I love that you are putting those different modules, because really they touch very deep on the different aspects of our connection to nature and how we can do it on our own and really have this connection and receive the messages and the energy from the natural world. And I really love that. And also that you are pushing a live group Q&A. Do you know like exactly when it will be, or maybe it will be announced later?
It's already set, actually. It's going to be November 9th. I believe that's a Thursday afternoon. And again, once you sign up, you have access to the live link, so you can submit your question if you can. I have tribal members around the world, and so, you know, sometimes the Australians don't want to get up in the middle of the night, so they're really good at submitting their questions ahead of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, like, those like group Q&As are really fun, like, with... We have answers to our own questions, but also with so many other people that have their own questions. Yes. And sometimes we forget to ask about something that we really need, and we can hear the answers from the different people. And also having this.
And sometimes we can't hear it. Like even if you ask the question, you're not in a space to be able to receive it. But we're in this M field with all these other people in this group, and it's not on accident. It's not a coincidence that they're there. And so it's like their cosmic committee is like, hey, we're going to ask this, and it's going to reveal, and then he's going to be able to hear it better, or she's going to be able to get this. And it's like people spend the whole time in the group sessions going, oh, my gosh, I needed that. I needed that, too. I didn't even know I needed that. So I love group work.
Yeah, it's always like a lot of fun and so many things to learn with the group work, and also the energy. It's so powerful when we are together. So, yeah, I love that you are doing this, and also with the really wonderful bonuses and the one-on-one session for those who guided to upgrade. So, thank you so much. And for the one-on-one session, like, what will it be about? Do they ask about their connection with their natural realm, or? And also how they can help them in their own day-to-day life issues.
Well, it's so funny because I used to give like specifics, like this is what your session is going to be about. But what I learned is when people show up, it's just whatever it is. So we can make a plan. We can look at your numbers. We can look at the trees, the animals, the directions that are supporting you. What I love about folks from like your community, because they're the more advanced students. Usually what happens is their team starts talking to me before the session. So I know to have a notebook around before sessions, because they'll just start talking and they'll show up and they'll let me know. And then we get on the phone and it's like, you know, I had a whole list, but now I feel like I just want to listen. I'm like, well, good, because they've been talking all morning. I was trying to have my tea and your team was talking. So I am so open to that, but we have absolute directions that we can go in about your connection to nature. We can look at your wiring, how you're getting things. I can help you clear that up. So it's your session. It's your time to be in the energy, and I will bring all of my resources and all of my team to support you in that and really make it a powerful, shifting session for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Maria. That's so generous for you too. To put all those modules with the really powerful bonuses and the one-on-one session in this package. So really, thank you so much for giving this opportunity to our beautiful audience to work with you. And yeah, so thank you so much. And again, so everyone, to get to this special offer page, you can click on the special offer link button on the webcast or the replay page when it becomes available. Or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anna Maria. And number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anna Maria 10, AnnaMaria. And number 10. And yeah, so I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the two packages and yeah, work with Anna Maria to deepen your connection with your spiritual world. So yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria, again. Can we take more questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. I need to go to this, to this page. Here it is, Q&A. All right, we have Elizabeth from Punta Gorda. Hello, my dog, Koda, is very sensitive to touch and is very aggressive to other dogs. Also, he has been diagnosed with Lyme or Lyme. Is there anything that I can help him? How do I know him? How do I know him? It seems like we know each other for a long time.
Yeah, that's so interesting that you said about the Lyme, because that feels right, because I'm feeling something up here, like kind of where the skull meets the spine. And that also is some of that activity that can be affected. And I mean, Lyme will make the animal, human or four-legged, very out of character. So there's natural protocols. There is a doctor up in the Northwest, Dr. Yearout. He is really great at working natural protocols. There's plenty of other doctors too. But this is what I'm seeing. I'm also seeing an adjustment. So chiropractic and the herbal protocol, because the energy of this sweet soul is so, I mean, when I'm in the field, I don't have any fear, but there is these misfirings that are going on in the brain. Part of it's mechanical, physical, but part of it is the, I'm not medically trained at all, so I just tell you what I see. But some of it is that natural side effect of the pathogen that's going on in the brain. So definitely there are natural Lyme protocols that are very effective, and you'll see results within about 6 to 8 weeks. So definitely take a look at that. In terms of how you guys have been connected before, let me just feel. And the reason that you can, or that I look, is sometimes, you know, it used to be that we only spent one lifetime with an animal. It wasn't like we would have one animal show up multiple times. But since 2012, that information is coming through a lot differently now. So people are spending more than one lifetime with their animals within this lifetime, and it's very exciting. So I just want to check in. I actually get that, you know, Koda, from when you were a child. But Koda was a cat. So I don't know if this was a neighbor's cat, a grandma's cat, a relative's cat. It wasn't your cat, but you knew each other. So feel into that to see where you can see that. And Koda likes being a dog a lot more than being a cat, which is interesting because you don't always hear that. And you know, I just want us to hold Koda for a second in this space, and let's just invoke and activate the alliance with all of the realms. We're just going to put Koda here in the center of our circle. And just infuse that high vibrational healing energy, helping the body to rebalance and remember. And for you, sweet soul, remembering your own thing. There's this piece about the negativity that you're exposed to, and it's seeping in, and you taking it on as your own, and that's not the truth. So be very vigilant and very intentional about what is your truth and what is not your truth. Oh my goodness, so much love. Wow. Oof. Rhoda, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. Really beautiful energy. And thank you, Elizabeth, for your question. We have Jocelyn from Ottawa, Canada. Dear Anna Maria, it is great to hear you speak with knowing and love about the natural world and its magnificence. I really get it. Your words touched my heart so much. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Aw, let's take a look in there and see what's coming through. See, you, I love when we give out love and then your team is like, wait, don't let her go. We're coming in. And what's coming in for you, it's the birds. It's the feathered realm. So when we're talking about the birds and the feathered realm, we're looking at that element of air. So we're looking at the direction of the east. So any new beginnings right now, I mean, the birds are flocking to help you with new beginnings, new projects you're putting out there, inspirations, call on your favorite birds, surround yourself with feathers to really help you channel that energy because they want to help you on your new project. Yay, that's exciting.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you again, Jocelyn, for your comments. We have Claudia, who asked Tassaira her first question, and you told her about a tree, and she asked if, because they have a lot of trees, if that one was a big cedar or the big willow tree.
Willow. There you go, like the whole field just lit up. And it started looking like, you know, in the Avatar, the movie, that tree of life, that's what it started looking like. So there you go, you have it, the grandmother willow energy. Oh my gosh, I love willow trees. So beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so we have a question from Kim from Hartford. Hi, I have two cats that don't seem to get along. Could you check in and see what is going on with Bella and Snow? Thank you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just personalities, you know, like we just don't like people sometimes, or they're more outgoing. What I'm seeing, the biggest piece here is just these natural personalities. But let's go deeper. We know that we can shift things on an energetic level. So let's take a look in here. And what I'm seeing for you in your own field, and again, what we know is animals, they're in our energetic field. You know, if they're within 3 feet of us, they're getting our energy. When animals are out in the wild, they can use their energy to direct towards getting food, finding a mate, not getting eaten, whatever it is. When they live with us, we take care of everything. So they shift their attention to us, and it's part of the contract too. So we can't stop them from taking on our energy, but we can look at these things and shift them within ourselves, and then it helps the animal. And I call that cosmic bait and switch, because there are things we wouldn't do on our own because there's not enough motivation for us to go there, but the animals allow us. So what I'm seeing is this division within yourself, this one who is really wanting to express yourself as your soul self, being your light, and this other part of you that doesn't believe that it's possible. So be with that energy of those two conflicting parts, because first of all, you're embodied in this human condition. Those parts are going to be there, and you just have to recognize that you have sovereign power over that, and you get to decide. They don't get to choose anymore when you make that decision. So energetically, have a discussion with those two parts within you. Connect with your cats in that heart space, you know, whether you're sitting out in nature, they don't have to be right there with you, but you're connecting into the heart space, and let them both know, because there's a little bit of rivalry in here too, like this concern about who gets to stay. And what I've noticed is oftentimes the humans like never said that, they never even thought that, but the animals are like, well, this town's not big enough for the both of us. So they think that one of them has to go. I'm telling them that they both get to stay. If you can connect in at that heart space also and let them know, you know, we're a family. We don't always get along. I wish you guys were the cuddle cats that everybody else is posting pictures of, but you're not right now. And I can't, you know, where can you find your acceptance of letting them be the individuals that they are? And just through that awareness, things are going to shift in the house, because those are kind of big things I asked you to look at. So good luck.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So like nature world, they can help us, but also we can help them, you know, to find the answer and accept themselves. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, exactly. And they're teaching us, you know? Like, I wish, and I know this because I'm so fortunate to be able to read for other professional readers. Mm-hmm. And so what I know is I've got all these stories from all my reader friends who are like, oh my gosh, and my cat wouldn't listen, or my horse was running me crazy, or I've got my own Great Dane who is a puppy, and he's so sweet, and he's so connected, and he's so naughty too sometimes. And he has things, it doesn't matter how much I connect to him and I tell him, you know, like, don't run off into the woods. It's not safe. You need to, you know, we've got ways to do this. He can hear me. He understands it. He lets me know that. And he's like, Sorry. You know, you still have things that you're learning too. So we got to give ourselves a little bit of a break and not expect everything to be perfect all the time and see what is the energy that's there that's trying to wake us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very interesting.
Naughty dog.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. And yeah, thank you, Kim, for your question. Let's take another one. We have Sanvir from Canada. Today we have a lot of people from Canada. So, hi, my name is Sanvir Zahra. I have this huge fear of intimacy. I find very difficult to connect with people. Not only I have issue connection with my spouse, I am not able to connect with my children either, or I have any friends. Connecting with my spouse and my children is the biggest challenge. I choose to let go of any limiting beliefs hindering all my relationships. Any insights will be very helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. You know, I think more people understand what you're saying than what it seems, because it feels like, oh, my gosh, what's wrong with me? I can't connect with my husband. I can't connect with my children. You know, so we start to judge ourselves like, what would we think of somebody else who was like that? And so the first thing we want to do is let that go and let that be, because it's up for you for a reason. You have this contract here. And what I found is nature, animals can open our hearts in ways that nothing else can do. And what's interesting is we usually see it with the men in our society. They're the ones who are able to open up the easiest to animals and to nature. But us as women, we've been brought up in this society that's asking us to open. So what's coming through for you is bear energy, because you've got that issue of safety too. Like, if I open up, I'm not going to be able to be protected. It's going to hurt. It's going to, whatever stories we make up. And so bear energy reminds us that everything we need is within us already and that we are protected. Like, nobody messes with a bear, and you know, you just don't poke the bear. So call on this bear energy to remind you that you can go within for everything you need. And this is the thing about safety. And again, talking about all the tragedies going on in the world, we all want better laws. We all want more security. We want all this stuff. But the thing is that's not where true security lies. True security and safety lies in being connected to that life force energy, so that when there's a disturbance in the field, you feel it and you don't question yourself anymore. You listen to that and you follow it. And then you're not in harm's way. You know, you are able to move quicker. So for you, sweetie, it doesn't, there's nothing that the humans can do to you because you're infinite. But our inner beliefs don't believe that. So you're being asked to go within, just like the bear, go within, recognize your inner gifts, all of the resources, the inherent safety that you have, and then approach from there. And even if you bring bear energetically to each of those interactions with the people, that's going to help bring you more energetic reminders of your inherent safety.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what Sanvir asked about is really something that we all experience in different ways. And because, like, we put so many efforts and time to find safety in other places and other people, whereas, as you said, it's within us in connection with the life force energy. And that's the true safety. It's there, it's within us. So we just don't need, like, to hide or in order to protect ourselves. Because this protection also, like, we miss so many things in our life, and also we don't allow ourselves to show our gift, to share our gifts with others, because we still hide in protection ourselves. Yeah. So that's what's powerful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Anna Maria. And thank you, Sanvir, for your wonderful question. So Anna Maria, really thank you. Thank you so much for that really wonderful call. We enjoyed it, all the information you shared. And, you know, you brought to us so many clarity about the natural realm, because we don't talk about it much in the show. So I really was excited about that, because this is something important for us to connect to and to deepen this connection with to the natural world, because it has so many gifts for us. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the time you spent with us, for the guidance you gave to the audience, and also for the program. That's so so powerful. So thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Maria.
Thank you for the platform again. I love that we can have these conversations and people remember things about themselves, and we remember this connection, and we remember our infinite powers. So thank you for giving us the space to do this.
It's really my pleasure to do this and to have you on the show. So thank you. Thank you so much again. And so for everyone, I really thank you for being here with us today, for connection with us, for sharing your energy with us, and also for those who ask the wonderful questions. Thank you so much. And again, I really encourage you to join the program that Anna Maria put together for us. And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anna Maria and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Anna Maria 10, A-N-A-M-A-R-I-A and number 10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And yeah, so with that, I'm sending you so much love and see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.